Duchess. Today is the 25th of July, 69. How are things going by you? I hope things are well. Please say hello to Beatrice and Henry, Grace. I hope they have adjusted. Easily. I have adjusted easily too. I'm not doing an awful lot in comparison to what I was doing when I first came. Well, I keep busy 6 days, 7 days a week. I did get today off, every day off. I have, let's see, tomorrow, Saturday. Linda, the girl who has been working with me, will be going TBY to Vin Long, which is down in the Delta. She'll go down there for about 7 or 8 days. So I'll be with the new girl, Nick, for that length of time. And that'll keep me busy because it's the end of the month, all the paperwork. And Nick doesn't know how to do it yet. She has had a great deal of training in the last 2 weeks. She isn't capable yet of doing the administrative thing. So that will keep me more than busy. Other than that, I'm just fine. I think I have gained about 4 or 5 pounds, which is not unusual. I think the reason for it is that I've been catering to my ankle, which has given me absolutely no trouble. In fact, it isn't even swollen anymore. It had been swollen for months. I can feel a strain when I do certain things, but I've been keeping off my feet as much as possible. Of course, I get chained to my desk for days at a time anyway, with all the administrative things I have to do. So consequently, I haven't been moving around that much physically, and believe it or not, I've put on a few pounds. Not many, but just, as I say, 3 or 4, somewhere around there. But you can feel the difference. And for me, it'll be the first few pounds I've gained in quite a while. And I think it's because I'm just taking my time and resting and trying to favor that foot, give it a chance to heal. I haven't had any problems with it since the cast came off the second time. But it just takes one little turn, and I'm back in the cast again. So I'm being very careful. What other good things can I tell you? I think I'll be going down to Surrey on Monday, the 28th. They're having a small breakfast for the other Ann Campbell. She leaves on the 30th or the 31st. And they're having a small breakfast just with the club directors. So I would like to get down there. It's just such a long ride, about an hour and a half by jeep. But I think it would be rather nice. And then I would like to go down on the 30th again to see her off at the ship. She is going to have a number of people come down. And I think it would be rather nice. I have never been on a big ship. So that's another day down there. And it's hard to take too many days out of the club. But I think these things are important. It gives you a change, you know. So, let's take care of next week for 2 days. There hasn't been too much excitement around here. We've been closed a few nights this week. They're looking for an alert, that we were on an alert status, but fortunately nothing became of it. And what we do in the evenings is bring home a movie. We've seen a couple of good movies. And so we all sit and watch in the living room. The men who work for me, they come over. And Linda and I and Nick. And we've been watching the movies every night. Nick does a lot of swimming. The pool is just a block or two away. I would like to get over there more than I have, but I'm afraid of my foot, Duchess. You know, I'm afraid I'll kick and throw it out. Besides that, Nick only goes in the evening when the pool is really closed, so In fact, yesterday, Linda and Bob and Mick and Mike Coro all went to Chevron. They all had the day off. I gave them all the same day off so they could go and do something together. And they had a real good time. We went down there and did some shopping. And Mike brought me back. It's a beautiful little boat. It looks like a sampan. And it's made out of I think it's a buffalo horn. It's only about 8 inches or 10 inches long and about 10 inches high. But I thought that was very thoughtful of him. Mike is just a friend of Linda's and Bob's, really. In fact, today is his birthday. Today he's 20 years of age. And he hangs around the club all the time, and very often hangs around our hooch in the evening. But I thought it was extremely nice of him to bring back a present for me. So I have it sitting on my dresser. And I think tonight we're having steaks, because as I say, it's Mike's birthday. Let's see, I have a couple of things I was going to tell you. one thing. I enrolled in a correspondence course. And they have courses in the Army on just about all aspects of the Army. And Ann Campbell had mentioned to me that she actually gave me a form if we wanted to send away for the literature, which I did. And I enrolled in a course on special services, which is what I'm in. And they sent me all the material. It's by Punch Card, IBM Punch Card. And they sent me all the stuff. And in fact, I forgot about that. Just I received it all about a week or two ago. And I put it in the drawer, and that's the last time I've looked at it. But you have a year to complete the course. Of course, I don't have that much time. Not really. So I thought maybe this afternoon, since I took today off, I'd sit outside maybe and read it over. I should go and get my hair cut again. Just trimmed, you know. But I haven't got the energy to go. Transportation is such a problem. And anyway, perhaps I could start on that course. What else? This crazy radio station. Maybe you can hear it in the background. I did receive a tape from Cree. It was a real nice tape from Cree and Carolyn. And Carolyn is going back to Korea. You know, I had made Cree a tape. The first one she sent from your house, and I had answered that. And Cree is hoping to work in the Georgia, Washington, D.C. area. But Carolyn is back in Korea now. And I guess she'll be in Ruth's 11 position. As a matter of fact, I should write to Carolyn. I should tape to both of them. I don't know when, but remember when I was home, Ruth had written and told me she put me in for a certificate of achievement. But it wasn't in my folder. In my folder, my official 201 folder came from Korea to here. It wasn't in, and I've asked CPO to check it. And I gave him a photostatic copy of the original request. And of course, nothing was done. I asked them again about 4 or 5 days ago. They still didn't have it, and they still haven't had any record from Seoul on it. So maybe I'll have to ask Carolyn to check into it there in Korea. I know she wouldn't mind. But it just makes you so mad, because I shouldn't have to check this thing. I know Ruth took care of it. In fact, Cree had given me Ruth's address on that first tape, I think, and I have not written to Ruth. Because I don't like anybody about this, but I would like to keep in touch with Ruth, because I think she would be very pleased if I sent her a letter. I'd have to go find the tape that Cree sent me. I have it in the drawer someplace. Oh, what else? Oh, I know something. I spoke with Jack. Yeah, I remember he was coming in on the 21st of July, and he came into 90th replacement, which is where Dee Dee used to work, but not too far from here. And I called the night of the 21st, and he hadn't come in yet, so I called on the 22nd, and sure enough, I reached him. He was standing right next to the phone, as a matter of fact. But he was quite happy. He had just come in country that day. And I told him Well, he had my address. He said he'd write to me. He's not going to be too far away. He'll be at Fruit Vin. And I don't think Fruit Vin's very far. So one of those, maybe I'll give him a call. I don't think he realizes how close we are. I mean, Bricka isn't that close. I just went by chopper. It can't be more than a half hour. So anyway, he was very, very excited that I had reached him, because he only stayed at the minor replacement long enough to get processed in, and then he was going to the station. So that was good. And I called Robbie. How about that? The same day. I don't know. I just had to know if he was there and if he was all right, because there was an awful lot of confusion up at Chain Inn. And that's where Robbie is. I didn't have his number or anything. I just picked up the phone and asked. I knew what division he was in. I didn't expect to get through because it's quite a distance. But I went right through and I couldn't hear him. I barely could hear him. He said he could hear me fine. I could barely hear him. But he said he was well. And he would get down a Bearcat one day. Well, maybe he will and maybe he won't. But at least I know he's all right. And as I said, I tried to reach Father, but that's him. I have Father's address, but the phones here are very bad, though, just to get through. And Father is way up north. I tried for a half hour one day. I just couldn't get near Father. And then if I do reach him, I probably won't be able to hear him. So perhaps I can try that again. And Father goes home, I think, in December. I would like to see him before he went home. So, let's see, what else? I wonder if Vicky got a hold of you. Vicky Cole, remember she was the assistant area supervisor over here, same as the other Ann Campbell, and they're both going home. Oh, boy, we have so many vacancies. I mentioned on the last tape that there would be 2 10 positions empty, one a GS and one an NAS. I don't know about this. I don't think I'd be considered because of my short time in the program. But they're going to have to do something because they don't have enough supervisors over here. Dee Dee has been on the phone with me a couple times this week, and she was very, very upset. Dee Dee has been a 7. All the time she was in Korea, she was a 5. All the time she's been over here, she's been a 7. And they have been promising her a promotion since the beginning of the year. And they put the paperwork in February for her to be a 9. And she went and checked it last week. And CPO said the approval has not come in yet. But when it does, she will be only an 8. And then she'd have to stay a whole year as an 8 before she could go to a 9. And I told her that's not true. So Dee Dee's been calling me all week asking me what to look into, what to check, what to say. And I feel sorry for it, Duchess, but it's unfortunate that we have to have so many inefficient people at CPO. Because if I wasn't lucky in Korea and I didn't really check it myself and question everything they told me, I'd still be a 7. But Dee Dee has enough experience that she should be a 9. And she's been doing the work for 9, and all this time she's getting the pay of a 7. And of course, she knows that I was a 5, and in the program after she was, and now I'm 2 steps ahead of her, you know. So she said if she doesn't get a 9, she's going to quit. Her year is up. She's been over here about 14 months already. But she would come back for another year, I think, if she got a 9 position. But she said she's finished. She's fed up with them. But she's tired of working in a position of a 9 and getting paid for only a 7. And I can't blame her for that. Anyway, she didn't even get an 8 yet. She's supposed to get that. Long time ago. It hasn't come through yet. This sign looks like it's running out, so flip over and meet you on the other side. I think. Oh. Can't see on this other thing. I'm just hoping this machine is working. Let's see. What else?